You are now listening to the worship podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
Our gospel reading for today is taken from the gospel according to the author of Luke, chapter 10, verse 25 to 37. I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version. Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this, and you shall live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him. And when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell to the hands of robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, to the lawyer, "Go. Do likewise." Sisters and brothers, the gospel for our salvation. So makisangkot, want to resist, makisangkot ka ba? Makisangkot ka. At alam ko medyo na-mention ko na to in one preaching nung June, no? So paano ba makisangkot? One of the things about discussed last week was to live a life of joy, you need to know what you are called to do and to always reflect the meaning of your life. And to do that with community, to do that with other people. And ang kasunod nun, or a much larger teaching about that is today's teaching. Na makisangkot tayo. Napanood nyo na ba yung speech ni Ricky Lee sa PUP? A very wonderful speech, pero preaching sa akin speech ni Ricky Lee. Binidyohan yun. You can search it in Facebook. At one of the things na sinabi niya noon, makisangkot ka. Huwag kang parang hanging dumaan lang. One of the struggles of Ricky Lee, no? At some point hindi pala siya nakatapos kagad ng pag-aaral. And then ang mga kwento niya ay ginagamit sa mga universities, no? Ginagamit. He was a renowned writer, and yet nung nag-a-apply siya to be a professor, ay hindi ka kasi tapos ng pag-aaral. Ang weird, no? Material niya ang ginagamit sa college, pero hindi siya pwede maging professor. So number one, although hindi naman to in order, so paano ba makisangkot? If we want to resist the oppression and discrimination of the world against LGBT, or actually against any minority, we have to be involved. We have to be engaged. We have to be part of this larger movement, this larger work for justice. Pero ang tanong, paano ba? Paano ba makisangkot? Paano ba maki-involve? Number one, first lesson or first point, kailangan mong gustuhin, batid. Girl, kailangan mong gustuhin maki-involve. You need to desire it. Okay, sige, dami nangyayari. So you have to desire it. Kahit hindi mo pa alam kung paano, kahit hindi mo pa alam kung saan, ang unang bagay ay kailangan mong gustuhin makisangkot. At kung gusto mong makisangkot, kailangan mong i-commit ang sarili mo doon. Hindi ka napipilitan, hindi ka napupwersahan, ikaw mismo gusto mo, ikaw mismo nagdedesisyon to commit yourself to be part of a large, of something that is bigger than you. Kailangan gustuhin mo. Kasi pag gusto mo ang isang bagay at gusto mo ang ginagawa mo, hindi mo kailangan i-drag ang iyong paa. At even sometimes, when there are struggles in volunteering, in being part of an organization, or you know, whatever, kasi may struggle yan. Meron namang mga, wala namang perfectong volunteer work. But dahil gusto mo siya, dahil committed ka sa kanya, kahit dumarating yung mga struggles na parang hinihila mo na lang ang paa mo, you will continue on. Dahil gusto mo siya, dahil alam mo siya, dahil committed ka sa kanya. And there is a big difference between I will do this if I have time, versus I will make time because this is what I am called to do, because this is what I am committed to do. There is that very big difference between I will, okay, sige, kung may oras ako, mag-volunteer ako, makiki-involve ako, versus gagawan ko ng oras, hahanapan ko ng oras. And therefore, and we have experienced that even in this church, even in this community. We have experienced that in the past. There is a big difference between the two. Number two, yung una, kailangan gustuhin mo siya, kailangan i-commit mo yung sarili mo kahit hindi mo pa alam, kahit hindi mo pa nauunawaan ng fully. No? If you read the Bible and the many stories in the Bible about people being called, about people being called by God to do something, many of those people, hindi pa nila alam what this is about. And yet, they are called to it. And usually, they find out what they are called to do after. Right after. And along the journey, along the process. So, the second thing, so you desire it, even if you don't know it, but you also have to have the intention of finding out what you are called to do. So number two is discern your call. So parang echo siya ng last week, no? Discern your call. Alamin mo. You have to continuously reflect and understand and know and find out, ano nga ba ako tinatawag? Saan nga ba? Ano nga ba ang meaning ng buhay ko? Saan ako tinatawag? ano ba tong ito, may nangyaring ganito. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Ano kaya ibig sabihin nun? Umattend ako ng simba sa MCC for the first time. Ito yung preaching. Bakit ako disturbed? Ano kayang ibig sabihin nun? Ano kayang meaning nung disturbance ko sa preaching ni pastor? Or maybe not the preaching, maybe the song or the communion or the people or a particular person that talked to me during the worship. Ano kayang ibig sabihin nito? Ano kayang ini-inform nito sa akin sa calling ko, sa meaning ng buhay ko? So number two, gusto mo makisangkot, pagkaroon ka ng intensyon na alamin at tignan at i-reflect, what am I called to do? And allow your life to unfold. Allow the journey to unfold in you. One of the things about discerning your call is out of many, maraming paraan para ma-discern ang calling. Pero one very simple thing is, saan ka ba magaling? What is your gift? What are you good at or passionate about? So this is your gift, your gift, your talent, your skill, your something that you're very passionate about that meets the need of the world. What are you good at that can be of service to the world, to others? Then you will discover what you are called to do. That is one way of knowing what you are called to do. Number three, paano makisangkot? Maging part ka ng organisasyon or ng community. Of course, I will not put sugarcoating on this. Number one, kung ikay Kristiyano at LGBT, siyempre, ang ipipreach ko ngayon, or ititeach ko ngayon, dito ka sa amin, di ba? Dito ka sa MCC, dito ka mag-volunteer, lalo na kung lumaki ka sa simbahan, nagsiserve ka sa simbahan ever since. And yet, dahil hindi ka matanggap sa iyong simbahan, so kaya ka naghanap ng ibang simbahan, can you do your calling or your pakikisangkot in an affirming and progressive church like MCC, like Open Table? If you are Christian and you are LGBT, this is one of those communities na pwede kang makisangkot, pwede kang ma-involve. But I'm also here to say, if you don't feel that the church is a place where you can serve, maybe because you had a very traumatic experience of church, that anything that is church triggers you, or many other reasons why you don't want to the church. There are so many organizations now, LGBT organizations, HIV organizations, or even something that is not even related to LGBT, no? Makisangkot ka pa rin. Get involved. Be part of an organization or a community. Because you can never ever serve and you can never ever grow and you can never ever discover your calling by yourself. Learning, calling, service only happens together with others. With other people. Hindi ikaw ang misaya. Hindi tayo ang misaya. Isosolve ko ang problema ng mundo. No. You can only serve and grow with others. Join an organization. Join a community. When I was in college or some 15 years ago, hindi kasing dami ng mga LGBT organizations ngayon back then. Noon halos wala. Hindi, at walang masyadong ingay ang mga LGBT noon. The Pride March before was anywhere from 300 people to about 1,000. 1,000 people 10 years ago. At andun lang sila sa Remedios, sa Malate, doon umiikot. No? Hindi tulad ngayon na 70,000, pati mga BPO at mga iba't ibang companies ay joined din. Diba? And that's also one. Kung sa BPO nyo, if in your BPO, merong LGBT organization, committee, department, pwede ka rin maka-involve doon. Diba? I know many BPOs who have now their pride desk or pride council. No? And they try their best to involve their LGBT employees. So, kung gusto mong makisangkot, be part of an organization. Be part of a community. Be part of a church. A progressive church. If that's how you feel. If that's part of the calling is not just calling of what to do. Part of the calling is where to do your calling. So if you feel strongly about a particular organization or particular community or a particular church, join. Join that organization. And one other thing about joining organizations or discerning if this organization or community or church is for you is hindi mo kailangang, napanood ko lang to in about church membership. Hindi kay Brené Brown, the famous Brené Brown. If you don't know her, search her out. She's a brilliant researcher of human behavior. Sabi niya, people do not need to fit into an organization. Hindi mo kailangan mag-fit in sa isang organization. The question is more of, do I feel and do I think that this organization also has the same values that I have? Or at least, kung hindi man the same values, do they have certain values, mission, do the things that they do and say resonate with me? Nakaka-connect ba ako dun sa kanilang ginagawa at kanilang sinasabi? So if you want to be involved, if you want to makisangkot, be part of an organization or a community or a church. Now, a little bit more about community. Walang community, walang organization na perfecto. Wala. Walang leader ng kahit anong organization, lalo na kung church pa ito, ay perfecto. Lahat ng organisasyon, lahat ng leaders of that organization or community or church ay may kanya-kanyang saltik. Okay? May kanya-kanyang... Kasi all of us are imperfect individuals. That is also the reason why if you want to serve, you serve with each other because the organization or the community or the church, we try to uplift each other's imperfection. Well, not uplift each other. We try to support each other in each other's imperfection. So walang perfectong organisasyon. Ang tanong again is, in joining a community or an organization, is this organization, community, or church, is this worth the struggle to be with it? One of the things that we thought when we started here in this church, lahat ng nangyayari sa isang romantic relationship, sa magjuwa, lahat ba dito nakaranas na ng magkaroon ng juwa? Kahit single kayo ngayon? Never pa? So, anyway, parang maling analogy.
Our relationship.
Parents to siblings, friends. Everything that happens or does not happen in a relationship is the same principle, the same dynamics in a community, in an organization. Diba? Kung paanong sa paghahanap ng jowa at sa pagta-trial and error sa tamang jowa, inaalam mo sino yung worth the struggle eh. Sino yung worth ba siya ng pasensya ko? Worth ba siya ng pera ko? Wala namang magjowang hindi naman gumagastos, di ba? Money is part of relationships. Siya ba ay worth ng understanding ko? Worth ng oras ko? That's the same with joining an organization or a community. Does a particular organization, community, or church worth the struggle to be with, to serve, to know my calling, to be with them? Joining organizations. Number 4. Gusto mong makisangkot? Gusto mong mag-serve? Part ka na ng organization? Kailangan mong, you have to empower yourself. That's number 4. Empower yourself. What do I mean by empower yourself? Kailangan mong i-educate yung sarili mo. Kailangan bukas ang iyong isip, bukas ang iyong puso na matuto. Lalo na kung baguhan ka pa lang sa LGBT advocacy. You need to be willing to learn. Ano yung sinasabi nila? Ano yung tatlong bagay? To learn, relearn, and unlearn. You need to educate yourself. You need to learn. Part of learning ay dalawang bagay. You have to read. Mga bakla, matuto tayong magbasa. Hindi necessarily libro. Magbasa tayo ng news, magbasa tayo ng articles. Siguraduhin nyo lang hindi fake news. Kailangan magbasa. Part ng learning ang pagbabasa. Pangalawa, part ng learning ang pagpa-participate. There are so many things that you cannot learn from reading, but you can only learn from participating. Yun yung babalik pa rin sa point na may oras ka ba to participate o kung kailan ka lang may oras mag-participate. The thing about magpa-participate lang ako kung may oras ako is that you will never really have the time for it. So learn, equip yourself. Learn, educate yourself. Learn about history. Sinasabi namin dito, pre-niche ko na dito sa MCC yung if you don't know history, you will do bad theology. Pag hindi mo alam ang kasaysayan mo at kasaysayan ng mundo, tsaka ang teolohiya mo. At mag-a-assume ka ng maraming bagay about Jesus, about God. Isipin mo ang mundo ay 6,000 years old lang. At iisipin mo ang mundo ay flat. Equip yourself. Be aware. Be aware also of the world is not as it is. One of the most difficult things that this church is teaching. And that many people left this church. Maraming umalis ng MCC because may mga bagay kaming tinuturo na mahirap tanggapin. That the world is not as you think it is. Napanood nyo na Matrix? 1, 2, 3 Matrix? Panood nyo yung unang Matrix? The first Matrix that explains about the Matrix. What is the Matrix about? The world is not as it is. The world is not, hindi inordain ng Diyos na mayroong mayaman, mayroong mahirap. Learn why. Understand why the world is like that. And that was not I mean, that the kind of social structure we have now is not God made. It is human made. Develop your skills. Yeah, develop your skills. Saan ka ba magaling? Or ano ba ang gusto mong bagong matutunan? Hindi naman pwedeng, for example, may nagsabi sa akin, Pastor, gusto ko pong mag-preach. Gusto pong maging lay preacher. Hindi naman pwedeng ipag-preach kita, hindi ka nag-workshop about Bible, about preaching, about ano, basta ka nalang isasalang sa dito sa harapan, sa pulpito. Diba? So, or for example, HIV organizations, mayroon mga community HIV testing, meaning hindi kailangan medical person yung nagtitest, pwede na mag-test screening ang tawag. Pwede na mag-HIV screening ang isang ordinary person, pero you have to undergo a training, a proper training. An accredited training, hindi pwedeng bara-barang training. Diba? So you want to be involved, you want to serve, you have to develop yourself. You have to develop skills. Part of empowerment is also immersing yourself among the oppressed communities. Kailangan lumubog ka, pumunta ka sa payatas, makipamuhay ka doon. Kahit isang gabi lang. Sabi nga ni Ricky Lee, makipamuhay ka kahit paminsan-minsan lang. There are so many things that you can learn from many places na hindi mo ma-imagine nag-i-exist pala. Places that are so poor, so oppressed, so exploited. One of my learnings nung nagpunta ako sa ano yung katabi ng Novaliches? Ano to? Valenzuela. Valenzuela is known as the city of factories. At nung nagpunta ako doon, na-realize ko how there are about 30,000 factories there. All of which are people who are exploited, who you can consider as modern day slaves. Alam mo yung binibili nating mga tag 100 pesos na kawali. Tag 100 pesos na kawali. Yung metal noon, so pinoproduce yun sa Valenzuela, hinahalo ng aluminum, ganyan, hinahalo. The worker ay naka topless lang. Walang protective gear, walang whatever, ang pinagtatali niya sa kanyang ay t-shirt. And, you know, you will discover things, you will learn things when you meet Jesus in the faces and in the communities of these people. At marirealize mo din, hindi totoo ang kaya ka mahirap at dahil tamad ka if you go to those places. So if you want to be involved, educate yourself, develop skills, participate, read, and go to the places that most of us do not want to go. Number 5. Maraming nagsuserve, lalo na sa simbahan, because of ego. One of the things that you need to do if you want to volunteer is to always check your ego. Am I doing this for myself or for others? You always have to check yourself. Is my participation still helpful? O ito ay para na lang so that I can be famous and I can be ako ang Mesiyas, ako ang sagot sa problema ng mundo. Check yourself. If you find yourself volunteering in some very difficult places, for example, yung merong isang organization called Rise Up. It's an organization helping the victims of the war on drugs. And it's a very heavy and difficult volunteer work. The nature of evil is this. Even if you are participating, halimbawa Rise Up, the Rise Up organization, the nature of evil is that while you are serving the most oppressed people, evil infects you. Because you have witnessed how evil the situation is, yung galit mo, the anger about the situation, it infects you. So part of checking your ego is checking yourself if you are still okay. Always check yourself. Know that when you do your calling, when you do your service for people, that it is not for yourself. It is for others. Number 6. Malapit na. Number 6. Parte ng volunteer work ang magpahinga. At magdasal. Lalo sa ating mga Kristiyano. Kristiyanong aktivista. Hindi pa narinig yun, no? Meron pong Kristiyanong aktivista. At magtitipon-tipon kami sa July 22. Hindi dahil ito, narinig ko to sometimes sa mga aktivistang Kristiyano na yung aking activism is already my prayer. Totoo naman 'yon. Dapat naman ganoon. Pero hindi 'yun dahilan para bakla hindi ka na magdasal. You still need to ground yourself in prayer. You still need to be rooted yourself in prayer. Magpahinga at manalangin. Doon mo rin na-check yung sarili mo. You know, that is, prayer also helps you to humble yourself. Because, naiintindihan ko rin yung part na, sa dami ng masasamang bagay na nangyayari sa mundo, sa mga aktivista, paano ko mananalangin sa Diyos? Na ang tanging masasabi ko sa Diyos, why God? Why God? Why do you allow these things? It humbles you because when you face God in prayer, God will actually ask you back, why are you allowing these things to happen? So whenever you actually ask God, God asks you in return the same question. So you have to pray and you have to rest. Meron ako isang kilalang pastor ba to? Basta volunteer siya, palagi siyang available sa lahat ng bagay at sa lahat ng tao. Na halos hindi na siya nagpapahinga. Ang ending, sa limang bagay na kanyang inagrihan, yung apat doon hindi niya na magawa. Kasi hindi niya na-realize magkakasabay pala sa isang araw yung ano. Tapos, or hindi man sila magkakasabay, pagod na siya sa dami ng kanyang ginagawa, hindi niya na kayang punan yung commitment dun sa isa. So, importante ang pahinga. Babalik tayo dun sa hindi ikaw ang Diyos. I'm sure, kahit wala ka dun sa event or dun sa volunteer work, dahil kailangan mo magpahinga, may ibang taong gagamitin ng Diyos para dun. Kailangan din siya i-balance ng gano'n. Magpahinga at manalangin. At lastly, gusto mong maki-involve, gusto mong makisangkot, alamin mo kung kailan ka hindi na dapat makisangkot. Know when to stop. to change or to give way. Bakla, hindi ikaw ang palaging center ng stage. Hindi pwedeng sa'yo palagi ang spotlight. Great leaders and great people know when to stop, when to allow change, when to give way, when to finally take the bow and exit. In our volunteer work, dito man yan sa MCC, sa Love Yourself, or any other LGBT organization, HIV organization, or any other church, you must know when it is not for you. When it is not for you. Dito sa MCC, may mga, ayan, preach ko si Jack. Marami nang nagsasabi sa kanya, Jack, magpastor ka na. Pumasok ka na ng seminaryo. And that can be very attractive. That can be very, oh, sige, pastor na ako. But it takes great wisdom to know and to discern if it is not for you. So discerning your calling also means discerning what you are not called to do. No. And when, balik ako doon, when it is time to go. For example ako, I will not be forever the pastor of this church. Sinasabi ko, hindi forever nasa akin ang spotlight. Or perhaps, pwede rin, pastor nga ako dito, pero hindi na ako ang main pastor ng simbahan. Someone else will be the main pastor of this church. May ilan-ilan na rin nagsabi na, pastor, gusto ko pong magpastor. Nung mag-uusap na kami at mag-undergo na ng process ng pagpapastor, no show na si bakla. Kasi nakikita lang nila, ang ganda naman ang stola ni pastor, ang ganda naman ang gown, tumakagown si pastor. Uy, gusto ko rin magsuot ng ano, ng puting collar. Know when it is not for you. Know when to stop. Know when the final bow is needed. Know when you are called to something else. So kung gusto mo makisangkot, alamin mo din kailan ka na hindi na kailangan makisangkot. O makisangkot ka na sa ibang bagay. One of the things about MCC is that we believe that calling is not necessarily a lifetime. We are called at different times for different purposes in different places. So, want to resist at makisangkot, ano yung number one? Desire it and commit to it. Make time for it. Number two, discern your call. Discern your call. Allow the process to unfold your calling. Allow life to unfold. Number three, be part of an organization, community, or church. You cannot do this alone. You cannot serve alone. Number four, empower yourself. Educate yourself. Develop your skills. And go to the places that most of us do not want to go. Because there is something to learn in those places. In the faces of those people. Number five, check your ego, check yourself. This is not about you, it is about others. Number six, magpahinga ka ba? Hindi ikaw ang sagot sa mundo. At manalangin ka. And lastly, know when to stop. Know when to take the final bow. Sa ating gospel today, nakikisangkot tayo hindi para sa ating sarili. Hindi tayo nakikisangkot dahil tayo ay ang sikat or ang diva. Nakikisangkot tayo kasi alam natin na merong isang tao nakahandusay sa kalsada na nangangailangan ng tulong. Even in the church context, we do not necessarily do these things for God. We do this because there is a need in the ground. And when you serve the people, you serve God. It's not always the same the other way around. It's not always, oh, I serve God, I serve others. No. The formula was, if you do this for them, you do this for me, says Jesus. So bakla, makisangkot ka, hindi ka ginawang bakla para sa sarili mo lamang. Palalimin ang iyong buhay sa pakikiugnay. Mahalaga ka at meron kang maibabahagi kahit LGBT ka. Meron kang maiaambag. At maniwala ka kahit tomboy ka, bakla ka, transwoman ka, gender non-conforming ka, anuman ang iyong identity, maniwala ka at itaga natin sa bato, tinatawag ka ni Jesus na makisangkot, makiilam, makibahagi at makipamuhay. Sa pangalan ng Jesus na tumatawag sa atin lahat. Amen.